Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Blessings to all of you who are just tuning in to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from the Free Zones here in Free Territory. We're broadcasting across the wire to the Occupied Zones. Hopefully you are all encouraged out there, knowing that you're not alone. If you are inside the Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, Kootenai County, Spokane County areas, you're probably listening on 96.5 FM. Or the AM dial at AM 630. Tell your friends about it if you're in the area. And if not, they can always listen to the live streaming by going to acn.cc and clicking on the Liberty Bell there and then clicking on the little microphone for the live streaming. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning. Good morning to you and to everyone out there. We had such an awesome weekend. I just, you know, we keep talking about this fall weather being so wonderful, but I can't help it. I love it when it's like this.
I do. Well, it's because the fire is so delightful.
It's so cozy.
No matter how frightful the weather is outside.
That's right. And actually, that's what makes the fire even better. Like if you've got blustery wind and rain outside and you're all cozy.
Yeah. Went out cutting some firewood and, it was just so nice to be able to cut all this fresh firewood, red fir, come inside, nice and toasty and warm. Love it.
Yep. Yeah, I know. And all the gorgeousness. I mean, especially, we are so blessed in this area. You can drive anywhere and come across the most amazing rivers with, you know, all the fall colors and the reflecting off the water and stuff right now. It just, yeah. Gosh, it's like dreamscape out here. So love
That's
it
right.
when it's like this.
That's right. Okay. Hey, just as if you guys don't know it, if you didn't catch the podcast from last night at RadioFreeRedoubt.com, it's uploaded to Podbean, but that's the interview with James Wesley Rawls, the author of Patriots, a novel of the coming collapse. It was really good to talk to him again, and that's all we were able to do. We had some unexpected company from out of town, and by the time we got them shooed out the door, most of the people in our personal lives, we have trained. There's a force field on Sunday. Don't come near.
Right.
But not everyone is trained, so that's all right. So anyway, we got them rushed out the door and down the road, and so we didn't have enough time. I didn't have enough time to do the show and have Lady Liberty come on and join me and just to say hi, but throw out a couple things, and that was kind of it. So anyway, go check that out. James Wesley Rawls, it's got a new book coming out Tuesday. It's going to be in Costco as well, the ultimate preparedness survival guide, that is, it was a good interview. Always good to talk to him. So, Lady Liberty, before we get into it, I want to hit on a couple of prepper items after the word of the day. And I don't know what the Lord has shown you. What is it that you have from the scriptures to share with the listeners this morning? The word of the day.
Okay, so the word of the day for Monday comes to us from Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 30, which reads, "The Lord your God, who goes before you, he will fight for you according to all he did for you in Egypt before your eyes." And I think that's kind of interesting, considering wasn't our Friday's word of the day something about something from Deuteronomy also? And it seems like it was, yes, it was. It was.
No, it was not out of Deuteronomy. It was out of Jude, but it did reference leaving Egypt.
Oh, okay, right.
Right. He said, you know, I went with you when you left Egypt, and so
yes.
I can't remember.
I protected you out of Egypt, but don't turn into Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right, right. Basically. There we go. Yeah, because I couldn't remember that part. And so, yeah, we'll
yeah, just because I saved you doesn't mean it's a free-for-all.
That's right.
And so this verse here, He goes before us, and then, you know, maybe it's just kind of an interesting point that almost is like a continuation from Friday. So that's interesting. But he will fight for you according to all he did for you in Egypt before your eyes.
Good deal.
Which is awesome.
We can count on that. We can count on the Lord when he chooses, when it's his will, and when we pray for it, and we are, you know, righteous, we're lined up with him, he can do that kind of stuff for us. And
right.
This is really important because we're looking at and increase the probability of persecution coming to believers, coming to the church across the country and around the world. And that's going to just increase.
Right.
So there would be battles. There will be times when, I guess persecution will overtake and overcome the believers.
Right.
Like we've seen in multiple places around the world, and in ISIS, in the Middle East and Africa, where Christians are, you know, just really attacked and persecuted. And other times he gives his people victory over their enemies.
Right.
You know, so regardless of what he chooses to do in any given situation, we trust in him and we're grateful for, you know, everything that we have in him.
Right. So. And we did a really interesting Bible study this weekend where the question, the underlying question was, why would we ever expect to be treated like the Israelites if we are not Israelites?
Yeah.
And we actually watched a debate that had something to do with that, where they were saying, well, you're grafted in, you know, and so they're saying, well, this was only pertinent to the Jews. God meant this only for the Jews. And so then the next point was, well, so Jesus was a Jew. Right?
Right.
And so, you know, you and I kind of joke back and forth. It's like, oh, no, he wasn't. He wasn't a Jew. He was a Christian, right?
Jesus was a Christian.
Jesus was a Christian.
He was the first Christian. He was the first one to believe in himself.
Right. Well, so, it was just kind of that's an important point.
It's easy to forget. Yeah, he was a Jew.
Every Christian is grafted in.
Yeah, and a rabbi.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So when you hear about God saying this was meant for the Jews and we are grafted in and our king was a Jew, then we are grafted into that.
Yeah, we are. And that's where we need to rightly divide the word and where we need to use discernment to make sure that we're properly applying the word where it belongs. There are some scriptures, if you look at Revelation, and it's very clear. God has a very distinctly clear plan for Israel, the nation Israel, not America, not Russia, not. I mean, I have a special plan for you. I'm going to deal with you uniquely. And he's talking about Israel, the place we know of as Israel, historical Israel, and historical Jerusalem.
Right.
And so there are some things that are specifically very specifically dealing with Israel, and other things where when he's talking about not just the Jews, or something may have been applicable to Jews in the past, are applicable to all of his people, you know, and so you got to know when.
In fact, I'll have to look it up, but we ran across that verse one time that caused pause for a second when it was something to the effect of Jesus said he was talking about he came here to save the Jews or the... How did it go? He came here to save the Jews, but then the way he said it, and then the rest that God wanted me to save, right?
So, oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
I
can't
look
think
it up.
Of it.
I'll have to look it up and find it because we both kind of laughed. Like, unfortunately, he had to.
Yeah, I remember
the rest of the
riffraff. Last week. You said, "Hey, listen to this," and you read it, and I remember the discussion, but I can't remember exactly where
it was.
I'll
see if I can find it again in my notes.
All right. Well, hopefully that was a blessing for you folks. Something else that I wanted to bring up. We got elections coming up now in 14 days, I think. I got to look again.
Yep. 14, countdown.
15 days. So yeah. There's a countdown actually on redoubtnews.com. I don't have time to pull it up right now, but it's over there. And so that's pretty cool. But folks are really they're concerned about the political, social, economic fallout from this. Especially in light of several Christian pastors who have pointed to some things that show that these could be extremely tumultuous months, or a year or two, you know, connected to these elections or the fallout from them.
Right.
So, you know, and we are strong proponents of being prepared, being self-reliant, being able to protect life, liberty, and property, and defend your country and defend your family and your communities. So storing up food and so on. Those are the two things that came up that I wanted to address here real quick. And some folks have said, you know, man, I'm trying to get, you know, an AR-15, and which I'm a strong proponent of. Our founding documents are very clear, and the founding fathers were very clear. Every American, able-bodied adult, 15 to 50 at least, are the militia, you know, which is necessary for the defense, right, of a free state. It's not just a good idea, but it's necessary. So here's one listener that said, I've seen AR gear and ammo for sale quite a bit recently, and to my knowledge, it can still be found. Getting it cheap is a fantasy. The last off-the-shelf AR-15 ammo, talking 5.56, 5.56 millimeter, or, you know, 223 caliber, same thing for this conversation. The cheapest I saw was $800 for a can of 1,000 rounds of Full Metal Jacket. And basically saying, go with what you can. Don't be hung up on trying to get a good deal and pass stuff up because you're looking for cheap ammo or cheap AR-15s. Get what you can. If it's available, get it. Don't pass things up because they're going to be harder and harder to get. Ammunition is just ridiculous. I mean, it's extremely expensive. And without saying, oh, we told you so, we've been telling you so for years and a decade, it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter now. Stop looking for bargains. If you can find it, get it. Now, food, same thing. There's an article here. The world is bracing for more pressure on food needs. Now, this is coming from Bloomberg. The supply chains the nations now are stockpiling food to avoid shortages. This just came out just this week and over the last, you know, last several days. RT, which is Russia Today, RT.com, from their business insider, pandemic fears and rising prices are spurring countries to stockpile food. And there's a whole report here covering this. So we've been talking about this also for months. Expect food shortages, not to cry wolf, because we've been saying, you know, watch for food shortages and the meat plants are not able to keep up. And then you go to the store and there's still meat there. So you're like, oh, they said food shortages, but there's some blank spaces there on the shelves, but there's still meat. Well, times are changing. So do not delay. Someone said, I'm trying to get some food, but I cannot find freeze-dried food. It's just sold out. Forget the freeze-dried food. I mean, that's great if you could get that, or you could have gotten it in the past, or maybe you can only find one or two cans of that. Focus on staples, beans, rice, lentils, canned goods.
Cookies.
Pumpkin spice, pumpkin flavored cookies. What else? Coffee, staples.
There's, you know, when you're packing your food supply, everybody covers some of the basics, but there's something to remember. Let me tell you something. If it came down to where there was no food to buy, I don't know how much I would give for chips. You know what I mean?
Chips. Potato chips?
Snacks. Oh, yeah. Don't forget to pack your supply of snacks, yeah, too. Because
it's called comfort food. And yes, people underestimate the importance of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, very true.
And so what people would give for that, I mean, like, you know, tell me what a bag of animal cookies wouldn't go for, you know, what somebody might, I'm not kidding.
I know.
You eat rice and beans for 2 months, and I guarantee you a bag of animal cookies is going to be worth gold premium.
Right. Yeah. It was, hey, be in a war zone, open up a bag, an MRE,
yeah,
and just take out the M&Ms and huck the rest over your shoulder because you just want to sit there and have a bag of M&Ms.
Well, you know? Seriously, those are the kind of things you have to think about sometimes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's important. Good stuff. So, yeah, stock up on food. Get what you can. Quit worrying about trying to find the best deals on, you know, ammo or, an adequate combat rifle. get what you can find and get it. Take the nosebleed, because that's the price for not getting it when you were told years ago. Same thing with food. There is an abundance right now of rice, beans, lentils, legumes. That kind of stuff is still out there abundantly, but that is expected to dry up, and it will happen abruptly. So focus on those two things. All right, let's see. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break here. We talked last week about hand delivering your mail-in ballots, if you have mail-in ballots. It's another case example of it right here. We're going to share with you after the break. And so we'll go ahead and wrap things up here. Segment one brought to you by Prepping 2.0. Prepping 2.0 with Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher, both authors of dystopian novels, and the hosts at Prepping 2.0, which is the podcast taking your preps to the next level, talking about these things that we're talking about here in segment one in depth, including our resources. Prepping2-0.com is their website. Check them out. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
China unleashed the virus onto the world, and only a Trump administration will hold them accountable. And if this administration, if I don't get elected in a little while, 20 days, China will own the United States. I can tell you that.
Welcome back from the break. This is segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, a production of Radio Free Redoubt. Good morning, everyone. Hey, don't forget, when you go to Minutemen Coffee to get your coffee, to use that 15% discount by using the coupon code RFR. Now, this segment is brought to you by our friends at Strategic Self-Defense, and the website is strategicself-defense.com, giving you and your family the home field advantage to overcome threats by planning and equipping and training in your home, on your property, from your vehicle or your place of work, providing custom self-defense training. So check them out at strategicself-defense.com. Lady Liberty, good morning, and good to see you. That you didn't run off and you're still with me here for segment two.
Well, good morning to you too. Yep, I don't have anywhere else I'd rather be right now.
So cool. Perfect. I feel the same way. This is this is very cool to be able to do together. Last week we were talking about, and I remember you placed such emphasis, I think we both did, but do not put your ballot in the mail.
Right.
Why not? Well, here's another example.
Drive it to the courthouse.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, another one from Breitbart News. This just came out a couple days ago. Police in Sammamish, Washington were alerted this week of various mail-in ballots being stolen from mailboxes and discarded in another location. The post office alerted the police department, saying that unopened or incomplete ballots have been inappropriately placed in outgoing mail bins, the city of Sammamish said Friday. Police have also investigated bags of mail that had ballots in them on roadsides and in ditches.
Wow.
This, of course, this transition team is trying to preparing our nation to, forcefully oust our president when he refuses to leave office. And one of the arguments that they made was that mail-in ballot fraud is
virtually non-existent.
It's just a lie that Trump is going to try to use to stay in power. But the opposite is true. They're liars communists are liars and they're projectors. They're projecting onto somebody else what they actually intend to do.
Right. In fact, you almost know what they're going to do next by what they're going, what they're accusing somebody else of. And
yes.
So they give their hand away. I don't know if they do that intentionally or, you know, I mean, I don't even know if they realize they're giving themselves away at this point.
I know.
You know,
exactly.
So, well, and there's this article that I was reading just recently too, that said that according to an analysis by Judicial Watch, a total of 353 of the 3,141 counties in America, located in 29 of the nation's 50 states, have 1.8 million more registered voters than residents. And so you got that?
Yikes.
353 of these counties have 1.8 million more registered voters than residents.
Wow.
So virtually non-existent
voter fraud. Virtually non-existent.
1.8 million.
It's
more.
A lame excuse that Trump is going to try to use to stay in power. That's what the communists are trying to get us to believe.
Wow. That is just unreal. And read that again. Okay.
Everybody, if you weren't paying attention to this, listen to this. This is just one of a growing mountain, not molehills, mountains of evidence of voter fraud. And listen to this. This is staggering.
Yeah. So according to an analysis by Judicial Watch, a total of 353 of the 3,141 counties in America, located in 29 of the nation's 50 states, have 1.8 million more registered voters than residents.
Which is more than enough
to win the election.
To change an election.
Yeah. And so the fact that we have never seen huge amounts of ballots being dumped in ditches that are all, you know, have one specific candidate on them, right?
Wow.
And so, and we're seeing that in this election. That is, that just adds up to their, you know, their contrived plan of the Transition Integrity Project, right?
There is no integrity there.
Well, that's, of course,
the
they're
opposite
deceptive.
Of integrity.
Their deceptive word in there, of course. That's how they are. But
right.
Yeah, their TIP is trying to say that we've already won. We already know that we've won. And so he better be ready to get moving as soon as dump all his votes in the ditches across America.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, that's essentially what's happening. And so, my goodness.
Already making the argument that Joe Biden should be prepared to appeal to international intervention if Trump should refuse to leave the White House.
It's because they already know they're hosed. They have no chance of getting that guy into presidency, and especially not over Trump.
What a buffoon. They couldn't do it fair and square anyway.
They could never do it fair and square.
No.
No. Nope.
So that's what we're up against. Now, there are some things you talked about. These people are otherwise educated. Really, they're not dumb. They're conniving, and they do stuff right out in the open. How could that even be? Well, first of all, they're so brazen now. They don't even try to hide. They just operate. Communists are operating openly now in the United States of America.
Right.
Except for the Chinese, you know, the spies and the military, the Communist Chinese Party people. They're still trying to keep
a low
profile.
They're still trying to be sneaky.
But those who call themselves Americans, who technically have American citizenship, United States citizenship, they are operating in the open. So this is actually helpful. And Sherry Duvalli did a great article over at Redoubt News. Please go check it out. Read this, especially if you live here in Washington State, where we're broadcasting from this morning, where we drove to, so we could broadcast for you folks, fine folks. The title of the article is Marxists Publish Candidate List for Washington Elections. You're trying to find out who to vote for? Is it really that confusing? Well, they do the whole rundown on several key elections to let you know exactly who the Marxists are. And these are Marxist organizations: Planned Parenthood, 48th District Democratic Organization, Microsoft, SEIU, the Washington Justice for All. So many of these, I mean, there's several more organizations here as well listed in this article that are very clearly Marxist. They have ties to Marxists. Some of their key leaders are Marxists, and they're involved in these organizations that are backing certain candidates. So use this to prepare and take notes. Right?
Definitely, definitely. When something is nicely prepared that well for people that they can just go in and check it out, I definitely recommend that. And,
yeah.
And so we wanted to also point out, bringing back the point of China, because Friday we went over the article from the Epoch Times called Time to Take a Tougher Approach Towards the Communist Chinese, the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, experts say.
Right.
And in that article, we talked about a guy named Dr. Anders Kaur, who was the publisher of the Journal of Political Risk and the founder of Kaur Analytics, which provides strategic analysis of international politics. And so one of his strategies for taking this tougher approach towards the CCP was his number five suggestion was that the United States could close the Chinese consulate in New York. And I said, that's such a marvelous idea, because earlier last week, we also covered how the the Chinese consulate is contacting our elected officials, our senators,
right,
our mayors,
yes,
and pressuring them to,
in our country,
to make decisions that they want to see happen, and actually threatening them.
Yep.
And the one senator from California, he said it was a chilling moment how Beijing pressured the California senators,
right,
to scrap different human rights resolutions that they were writing. And so I wanted to follow up this morning with, I think it's a punch back from Beijing. And it says that Beijing views the U.S. consulates as hostile forces, they order monitoring of diplomats.
Wow.
And so, you know,
that's how communists operate. This is exactly how they operated in Berlin right after World War II.
Right.
This is exactly the same type of tactics that the Stasi and the NKVD used.
Right.
Well, hey, we're out of time. It goes fast, I know. But, man, you guys have a blessed rest of the day. Be safe out there, and join us tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., right here for the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty.
That's right. Have an awesome Monday, and blessings to all of you.